Oh yes, there's a lot of artists, you know, that I really, really respect. I know that they have a lot of talent, you know, in my same reggae field also, and also in the R&B and the urban gospel. You know what I mean? And their art thought that's very, you know, that inspired us, and we know them have great gifts and talent inside of them that need to be expressed and exposed to the world. So, you know, yes, there are a couple of artists here, definitely, yes.
We've talked about In the Ghetto, and you mentioned Ain't No Sunshine that's been in your head for several years. What can we expect on your new album? What can we expect on that new album?
The new album called Ice is taking it to another level. The album title Ice, it really means that in whatever we are doing right now for God, you know, we need to take it to another level, you know. We can't let the walk last year, you know, be less than the one, you know, be more than the one this year in terms of my faith level supposed to be on a different level this year. My time with the Lord supposed to be on a different level this year. You know, the way I do business, the way I treat my kids, my wife, in ministry, and everything that I'm doing, you know, must be on another level, and we need to take it up another notch. And musically, we need to step it up to another gear, you know, so we don't be stagnant, because God, there's no limit in God, and God always wants to take us to a higher level. So it's really, really showing us that we can take our Christianity, you know, our walk with Christ, and bring it up to another level, and God will take our blessing and bring it up to another level, so we can move on and be a blessing in the kingdom of God and a blessing to the world, so the world can see the light of Jesus Christ a shine, and men can see our good work and glorify our Father which is in heaven.
What are some other songs should we look out for on Higher Heights?
Right now in Africa, in Jamaica, in Latin America right now, we have a song called Church House that is doing great things in the Caribbean. You know, Church House, El Broke Loose, you know, which is, I think it's track 8. Also, Aya Ice itself, and Stan, and Ain't No Sunshine. These are the songs that really, really created a great impact. There are about 5 to 6 tracks on it that people play so much in the Caribbean region and Latin America, which is Let It Burn, and you have Church House, which is the main one, and El Broke Loose, Stan, and Aya Ice.
Okay. Is it harder working for an audience in the Caribbean as opposed to an audience in America?
The Caribbean is a place that's just different from everywhere else in the world. I'm telling you the truth. We work on a different high energy kind of work. And I don't like the energy, but the anointing is so powerful. You know, sometimes we're working on the Caribbean or any place. So we can work for like 3 hours. And the audience still not cool. And Africa is the same thing. We just leave Costa Rica, and it was the same thing. You know, people just jumped like never before. And we find that in America a lot too. You know what I mean? But, you know, different cities, different states, different moods, different attitudes. You know, but I believe that once your 19 is here, you know, is there, I truly believe that any crowd can be moved, you know, in the way that we want it. So we have seen it in Canada. We have seen it in Africa. We have seen it manifest in the Caribbean and Jamaica, you know, and in America, where, you know, people have jumped like never before. You know what I mean? But Jamaica have a different thing about it. The Caribbean is that they worship on a level where once them get in that high, it's hard to cool them down. But they're not such an easy set of people to please. They have to really love you, you know, in that kind of way, you know, to do that. But they will first listen and they will observe. They will watch you, even your behavior too. You know, have a lot to do with people gravitating to your music within the Caribbean region too, you know.
What's a message you would like to leave with our audience about Higher Heights?
I want them to see Higher Heights as a blessing, you know what I mean, because music is a powerful tool. If you care a little youth and you said to the kid, hey, let me teach you ABC, and you said A, B, C, D, the kid will learn it eventually, but it'll take him a little time to get it done, you know, to get it right. But if you said A, B, C, D, E, F, G, you sing it and catch it in no time. You know, because music is a powerful tool. Is a album. If you listen to the first track, for sure, Badman popping up, they're going to video called Bore. That's reality. Toby Mac and myself, one of the best tracks, sweetest track on the project. We're just talking about, you know, give them a chance, let them try again. You know, don't give up on the youth, them, because they have a future. If you listen to Higher Heights itself, there are times that we don't know what to pray about. But the only thing we can say is Jesus. And based on that, he just carry through, because he understands. You know what I mean? So there are so much track that relate to people's lives out there. Stand, you know, when you do everything that you can, don't run away from your problems. Stand. Christ will over, you know, principalities must bow. You know what I mean? So when you do all you can do, and when you fast and when you pray, you just trust God. You know, don't worry, just trust him and he will take you through. And so every track relates to something different. And if you go to, you know, the ghetto, it's a reality. Now the ghetto, you know, people talk about the ghetto a lot, but they never live the life. And what I'm saying, oh, can you reap what you never sow? Can't take me to a place where you never go. You can only speculate, but you think you know. You never feel the life in the ghetto. You know, wickedness and deception to keep you down. It is just a delusion to keep you bound. You know, and people, you live what you learn. You grew up in an environment where the culture is different from a next place. You know, even though one country has one kind of culture, you know, they get to have its own kind of culture too. We grew up in such a way where, you know, we live what we learn. And, you know, I hope that people can listen to this album and know that these things are reality and there is hope in Jesus Christ. Regardless of what you're going through, Jesus Christ can make you smile at the storm, and Jesus Christ can put everything back in place, set you back on track again, you know, for his glory.
Our guest, Papa Son, thank you. We wish you nothing but blessings on your new single, In the Ghetto, and on the project, Higher Heights. May God continue to bless you.
God bless you, sir. One love.
One love. Papa Son. Yeah.